Blog Talk Radio.
Got a letter this morning.
And welcome once again to another installment, another episode, another edition of Working with the Spirit with Papa Lou. I'm your host, Papa Lou, broadcasting live from the deep south here in Georgia. And I know y'all get tired of hearing me say that every week, but it's the truth. I'm going to always come to you with the conjuration straight from the south. And as always, joining me, my co-host and partner in crime, Dr. Lazarus Corbeau. Laz, you on?
I'm here.
All right. You know, Mercury is in retrograde, so we're having a few technical difficulties here and there, but we're going to power through it, I suppose.
We're going to make this
we're going to make this thing happen. You know, that's how we do over here on Working with the Spirit. You know, everything is going to be all right. And that's what we're going to talk about. You know, as everybody knows, been following us, the topic of this show is uncrossing. So we're going to get into how exactly you know you crossed up, which should be fairly easy. You know, we're going to talk about ways to diagnose being crossed, you know, some ways to uncross yourself, and some ways to keep yourself from getting crossed back up, because that's pretty easy. All right, so we're going to go into that. But, you know, we got a couple of things to go over ahead of time. I hope everybody is recuperated from Cussing Monday just passed. The inaugural Cussing Monday. Lazarus, you back in the saddle after that one?
Well, yeah, I'm doing all right. You know, your Mercury's kind of cut me off the internet, so you're going to be manning the phones alone tonight. So I guess I'm all right. I'm a little scratchy. I damn near choked to death on a cracker trying to answer a keying call last night. So that was fun.
You know, now this Mercury retrograde, I don't think a lot of people understand. The struggle is real. All right? It's not just electronics. People got to understand the human body has an electrical current running through it. And apparently the one that controls, you know, your cracker eating skills,
I
kind of
sorted
it out there.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I think, oh, God, I'm sitting here choking trying to get this going. You know, your future looks a little salty, you know, salty.
And you know what? Maybe one day, Lazarus, maybe one day, you know, as we get more listeners, we get more sponsors, we get more supporters, maybe one day, if you almost choke on a cracker, it would be a Ritz and not a saltine.
Well, you know, I kind of like saltines. I like poor folks' food. I don't even eat the brand name ones. I eat like the off brand.
Well, you know, it's okay. We're gonna work on it. We're gonna work on it. All right, got a couple of things. We got a couple of comments from listeners. It seems that everyone was pretty happy with Cussing Monday, and we did get one viewer complaint. Not viewer, but one listener complaint. Lazarus, can you guess what that complaint was?
Oh, I already heard it because I heard it a few times myself, and I think I know who it was.
All right. Well, folks, the one complaint we got from Cussing Monday was that there was not enough cussing. There was not enough cussing on Cussing Monday. I don't know what y'all expected. I do remember, you know, our inaugural broadcast, we said that we might be the Howard Sterns of conjuration, of root working. But I guess people tried to hold us to that, man. You know, so we got to live up to
it. For Cussing Monday. That'll help.
Okay.
I'll cuss.
You bring whiskey, I bring beer, and, you know, we'll probably get a little bit more cussing on Cussing Monday. I'd like to thank our caller, called in, gave us a little insight there, Ms. Damaris. Thank you so much for calling in. I've got actually one letter for, you know, a comment for you, Lazarus. Got a lady who wrote in to my email line, even though I give out yours, and said, Papa Lou, could you please ask Dr. Corbeau to say Hogwaller?
Hogwaller.
I like hearing him say Hogwaller.
Hogwaller.
So give her another Hogwaller one more time.
Hogwaller.
There we go. You know, I think when I broadcast, I've got a nice rumble to my basso profundo. But apparently they like that southern twang you got there, lad. So keep it up. Keep up the Hogwallers, man, and boost our ratings.
Boost the ratings. I'll try to have a Corboism for every show from now on.
Yeah, and I'll try to close with a Papa Lou word of
Jerry Springer, closing thoughts.
Yeah, my final thought. We're gonna give that a whirl. But anyway,
that'll work.
You know, before we get started, listeners, I want to let everybody know that's on the line right now, because I see we got a few callers. If at any time you want to become part of Working with the Spirit, feel free to hit 1. All right, you hit the number 1 on your phone. It will let us know that you have a question you want to ask. We'll take your call, and hopefully we can get, you know, this stuff straightened out for you, because we're going to be talking about uncrossing. Now, so lad, you ready to get into it?
I'm ready.
All right.
I got a new pipe for the night, so I'm ready to go.
I was just about to ask if you got your pipe loaded. All right.
I got
here
a
we
new
go.
One.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know you're ready to go then. All right. And it's just going to be the boys tonight. The lovely Amora is taking a break. I guess we were too much, you know, a couple of times, so she needs a break from us. Amora, I hope you're feeling better, and we will see you on Cussing Monday. Now, what does it mean to be crossed up? I'm going to give it a go, and of course, Lazarus, I know you're going to be able to chime in on this one. When I think of someone that's crossed up, and y'all know I like to picture, you know, I like to speak in metaphors, and, you know, I like to try to make it real visual for you. I picture your life as a road. And the road will branch off in different directions, and you might have a road leading to wealth, and you have a road leading off to love, and another road leading off to happiness, you know, these little side streets, you know. And when you're crossed up, you got a big old X. So you try to go down the road leading to money, there's a great big old red X that don't let you get there. You try to go down the road to happiness and success, big old X is right there. You just can't get there. You know, that's my definition of being crossed up. You know, when you get that feeling of spinning your wheels and you're spinning and spinning and spinning like you're stuck in the mud, you just can't get nowhere. And it seems like the harder you work, the deeper bogged down you get. You know, it's just a feeling of bad luck. You know, just a string of them. Now, Lazarus, what about you? I mean, how would you define being crossed up?
And here's your Corboism. Crossed
Uh-oh.
Up. Your ass is on your shoulders. Your head's in your ass and your eyes are on your feet. Ain't nothing in the right place. Mark that one down. You need to remember it.
You know what? That was deep. That was deep.
That
I mean,
was
that
real
one
deep
was,
if you think about it.
That was so deep, I think it squeaked. Yeah, I'm going to let that one sink in. I should have saved that one for Cussing Monday. But, yeah, folks, in all seriousness, when you are crossed up, I mean, you know, it feels like nothing in your life is going right. You feel frustrated. You're always tired. You're stressed. You're depressed. You know, nothing seems to go right. You know, I mean, those are like some of the classic signs of being crossed up. And, of course, you can get a reading, you know, hopefully from myself or Dr. Corbeau here. But, you know, you should be able to tell when you're crossed up, because there's a difference between, I mean, I don't know, Lazarus, to me there's a difference between regular, you know, life sucks sadness and being crossed.
Yeah, and there's various levels of being crossed up. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, you got your intentional crossing, like somebody put crossing you up, and you just got the crossing where you cross yourself up, which can happen very easily. More often than not, crossed yourself up.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to get into that. I would say probably a good 80% of people have crossed themselves up, or at least the ones I've run into, you know, coming to me for Conjure. The vast majority of people have crossed themselves up. And I know we've got listeners out there saying, well, how do I cross myself up?
Easy. Go back and review the spiritual cleansing episode.
There you go.
That covered a lot of it.
You know, you can cross yourself up just from your environment, the places you go. The negative, hanging out with negative people. Sometimes you can be crossed up just by having enough people not liking you. Because, see, every thought
has power. Cross yourself with your music. Think about your music. Music's been nothing but a spiritual technology from the get-go. Every culture had it as a spiritual technology. Look how many sad, depressing songs there are. I mean, look at that one, Gloomy Sunday. I mean, that was banned on the radio because they said too many people committed suicide and that song was playing. You know? It's like the cursed song story.
Think about these sad songs, man, and by the time it's off the radio, you're crying, the people next to you are crying. I mean, that
and
right there.
And some folks like them, and they're singing them. You're speaking that into your life. I don't listen
right.
to sad songs anymore.
I try not to.
Some of them are good, but still.
Well, yeah, that's a way you can cross yourself. I mean, you know, we have heard, you know, people in the magical community have heard the old axiom, as above, so below. As below, so above. Okay, we know only the creator can create. That's why he is the creator. All we do is move stuff around. But inside our own minds, we have a small spark of that ability. So I tell people, anything that comes after I am is your creation. Now, you can't manifest things outward, but you can manifest things internally to yourself. Mm-hmm. So whenever someone asks you how you're doing and you say, I'm tired, or I am sick, or I am stressed, or I am broke, the favorite one, I am broke, that's what you're manifesting for yourself, and you're crossing yourself all up. The next thing you know, that's your reality. For all intents and purposes, you are broke, and you're going to stay broke. That's why I like, you know, there is a very popular elder, a Geechee elder, who whenever you ask him how he is, he will always say, I am supernatural.
That's nice.
And you know what?
I like that.
He is. Powerful man. Powerful man.
I like
that.
What
are you
talking about?
Somebody you don't want to mess with. You know, and there are other things. You know, you hear a lot of people say, I am blessed and highly favored. You know, there's a myriad of things you can say as opposed to this sad, depressing stuff that's crossing you all up. Because people come to us, they come to me, they come to Lazarus, and 9 times out of 10, or 8 out of 10, because I did say 80%, 8 times out of 10, they did it to themselves.
Well, it's a sliding scale.
Yeah, I'm not saying people will cross themselves up to the point where they doggone about to leave here, but it gets close sometimes. It gets
well,
close.
Well, it has happened.
On occasion.
You know, the other side of your I am, you got I wish and I want. Well, if all you're doing is wishing and wanting, that's all you're ever going to have is a want and a wish. I have. I will.
I have.
Preferably,
there you go.
I have. Everything is I have. If you just want and wish, all you're going to do is want and wish for it. I have it. Be a little more affirmative.
And, folks, this right here is the things we're saying are kind of what Dr. Corbeau and I set out to do when we decided to put this show together here on Blog Talk. Because, see, anybody can give out recipes and tell you some herbs and oils to get. And we're going to do a little bit of that later on. But how many times have you heard people actually telling you the psychology of conjure? The internal
technology.
And mental alchemy. It's a technology. It's a mental alchemy of manifesting.
Technology is what's missing. Yeah, this ain't what you can just read in the books or read online. This is the technology. Well, everybody knows what a screwdriver is and a nut and a bolt, but what about what you do with it and how? That's the technology. Well, that's the same thing with, you know, bend over oil and all this stuff. Those are the parts, but where's the technology behind it?
Where's the technology?
If you ain't got the technology, it's useless. You just got a junkyard. It's great.
And most likely we're going to catch a little flack for this, but you know what? It's okay. We'll be all right. Tune in for Cussing Mondays, and we let you know who gave us some flack over it, all right? Now, we've given you the internal part of this, all right? Now, what are some other ways that you can get crossed up? Now, you can cross yourself with your words, and I touched on it briefly a couple of minutes ago. Other people, see, other people can cross you without having to do conjure work. You know, they can cross you without having to go and pay a worker. They can cross you just from jealousy and envy. That can cross you up. You know, here you are. You're being the best person. Right there. You can be the best person that you can think of. And you can be successful, but jealousy breeds envy, and envy breeds dislike. Dislike grows into hate, and hatred can cross you. When you got enough people not liking, there it is. It plants the seed, and it grows. It germinates, and next thing you know, you got vines in the road, and you can't get past them. So you got enough people shooting daggers of thought at you that'll cross you up, and next thing you know, you're wondering why. A few months after people started hating you at work, now you can't get anything done. Your car's broken down. You know, all kinds of stuff's going on. So that's one way you can get crossed.
Infection spreads and festers in every aspect of your life. Be careful who you're sleeping with. The quickest way to be crossed is to uncross your legs. The quickest way. Because you're intimately involved. They're going in you or you're going in them. Either way, you're linked up like a plug in a light socket. There's going to be an exchange. Scripture said, and the two became one flesh. Well, if you think about that, I guarantee there's been quite a few folks in your life that you've bumped a little with that you don't really want to be one flesh with. Don't be doing it.
That's right. And even if it's not intimate, the people you hang around. I got this buddy. We call him Bad News Ricky. Last, have I told you a story about Bad News Ricky?
No, but I want to hear it.
All right, Bad News Ricky, whenever he comes around, I mean, you know, the name's pretty much self-explanatory. You know, we could be at a party, everybody's having a good time, Ricky comes up, and the news could have been nothing but sunshine and rainbows with one little speck of bad news, and you can guess what Bad News Ricky's going to talk about. That's what he's going to find. And by the time this brother gets finished, I mean, everybody is like down, shoulders are slumping, heads are down. It's like he's going to suck the life out of it. And Bad News struts off, happy as can be, while everybody else is like looking for a bullet to eat.
Well,
so
misery loves company.
Hang around. It does.
And that's
watch
the transference. you know, that goes back to the people you hang around. Don't let yourself be the punching bag for somebody else's trouble. I'm not saying not to show compassion for others, but damn, don't sit there and let them unload on you. You ain't the pack mule. My Lord.
Nope.
And we all got them people. That's why we all need one of me there to tell them to shut up and go away.
And they can call you personally, lad, and tell you to shut up and cuss at you. For how much?
For 99 cents a minute. Well, no, just get on there. It's $1.99 now. I figured after I told everybody they could cuss at me, I better get my money's worth. You know, after I realized I choked on a cracker for $9, I better raise my mortality price a little more.
I'm telling you. Because, I mean, if you think about it, it really only takes you a minute to choke. So, you know, dying for 99 cents. And then King's going to take part in it.
Leaving pieces of crackers out my nose.
Oh,
that's a
way to go.
To tell at the convention.
All right. So I guarantee you some of the things we've named resonates with somebody out there. Somebody out there is saying, I am stressed. Somebody out there has some folks jealous of them. Somebody out there, you know, just in a rough situation and feeling down. And you're feeling crossed. All right. Now, what are some ways you can take care of that? Now, there's some real simple methods. And we gave you one of them already. Just start changing your verbiage. Change what's going on inside of you. All right. Start saying, I am happy. If you say it enough, it'll happen for you. It'll manifest. Sometimes just that is enough.
Yeah, the scripture tells us it's not what goes into a man, but what comes out of him that makes him impure. Well, that's part of it.
You're right. You are right. I mean, it says right there in Proverbs, for as a man speaketh, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7, y'all, if y'all want to look it up. If you don't trust me, look it up. It's right there. You know, and that's pretty much, you know, the essence of it. You know, if you think it or you speak it, it's going to manifest for you. So change it around. Change your environment. If you've got a bad news Ricky, or you've got people at work shooting daggers at you, or people that are jealous of you, and it's starting to manifest in your life, in your environment, then change that. Don't go around them.
And
I mean,
change
you can try
how
to
you
kill
deal
them
with
time.
Yeah. Change how you deal with it. Bad news Ricky shows up. Don't think, damn, I can't believe this shit. Why do I got to deal with him? Think, well, that's one way not to be. I learned something today. You can learn something from every bad situation. Everything you thought you wasted your time at, it's only a waste of time if you took it in a bad way. Twist it around. Turn it positive. You can turn just about anything into something. A learning opportunity of some sort, which makes it positive.
Yeah. You know, give it a whirl. Now we can get into a little bit of what everybody's tuned in for. Because people, you know, I think y'all appreciate the mental advice, as I call it, the inner alchemy of it. But I know y'all want to talk about the conjuration, the root working, the hoodoo that you can do to uncross yourself. Well, some of the easiest ways you can do it are with the uncrossing bath. Now, I know a few of you just plop down, you dialed on your phone or you're sitting in front of the keyboard right now. You know, get you a pen and a paper and start writing, you know, some of this stuff down, because I guarantee you, the reason you tuned into the show, besides to hear Lazarus say Hogwaller.
Hogwaller.
There we go. was to learn how to help yourselves, because that's why we put this out here. That's why we put this out. You know, hoping that we can help somebody, enrich somebody's lives. All right? So get your pen and your paper. And while you're doing that, I want to touch on something real briefly. You know, Lazarus and I talked about it. You know, we get a lot of emails. We've been getting a lot of emails here lately. You know, thank you guys for it. I've been getting phone calls, thanks for that. And a lot of times people ask us about things going on in the Conjure community. This one doesn't like that one. This worker doesn't do this. And our official stance is that we just don't deal with that. Isn't that right, Les? We're just out of it.
Ain't none of my business. And two, you never know who's telling. There's always two sides to a story, and they usually meet somewhere in the middle.
Right.
No sense getting involved. That ain't my problem, and it ain't in my life, and I'm keeping that out of my bubble.
I'm Les, he's Bennett.
Right. I ain't even going to be in it no more. That's negative. I refuse to engage. Do that with your bad news, Ricky. Just refuse to engage.
Oh, bad news will chase you.
He can chase me. I can lock my door and turn my phone off.
He's usually got some gin. You know, bad news, he's a good guy, but he likes to drink that gin, man. You know what gin does to you.
I've never had it. But I've
what?
Heard. No,
oh, yeah, man. You,
where I'm from,
you spin on gin.
You don't drink anything that ain't made from corn where I'm from. You just don't.
All right. All right, so hopefully they've got their pens and their paper, and they're ready for some ways that they can uncross themselves. All right, one of the quickest ways that I know of is with a spiritual bath. All right, and we've touched on it before, but I want to tell you how to take a pretty good uncrossing spiritual bath. And the easiest one that you can take, the easiest one, and Lazarus is going to say I'm cheating by telling you this, because this one is like stupid simple. You could purchase some uncrossing oil. Now, get it from a reputable shop, one that's been doing business for a long time, because we got a lot of fly-by-nighters, and they're selling you these bottles of oil that look like fancy salad dressing. They're so chock full of stuff. I go somewhere that has a long reputation. Lazarus, you've seen
salad
those bottles.
Hey, man, you could do some Conjure with some salad dressing.
Well, this is true. Go to a reputable shop. If you can't find one, write myself or Dr. Corboa, and we'll try to steer you right, all right? We may even have some lying around. But here is the cheat, and I will admit to it. It is the cheat of an uncrossing bath. All right, you draw you a nice hot bath, all right? You pour in a few drops of that uncrossing oil. You stir it around. You pray the 23rd Psalm over it, and you submerge yourself in the bath. Soak for about 15 minutes. Stand up. Cup your hands together. And working from your head down to your feet, just start cupping water over your head. Now, I say seven times. Seven good double handfuls of water. The whole time you're praying that you be made clean. All right, when you're done, you let the water out of the tub. You air dry, don't towel dry. Because you don't want to towel the goodness off. All right? You air dry. You know, it's a little chilly down here in Georgia right now, so put you a heater in the bathroom. Try not to shock the heck out of yourself. All right? Now, before that tub drains all the way, save one cup of water. I'm going to tell you what to do with it in a minute. Now, once you've air dried, dress yourself in the lightest colored clothing you've got, all right? Preferably all white. Y'all know I don't like wearing all white, but when I'm doing a cleansing bath, I do. I wear all white. All right, if you can, wrap your head in a white scarf. And then, you know, go to bed. In the morning, you take that cup that you saved, and at first light, you pour it out at the nearest crossroad. You pour it out, you turn around, you walk away. Don't look back. All right? And, I mean, it may not work the first time depending on how crossed up you are. You know, most of the time I prescribe a series of cleansing baths for people, generally 3, 5, or 7 days. If you're really, really crossed up, I mean, there are prescriptions for people that have to do a spiritual bath for like a whole moon cycle. Now, you're really messed up if you have to do it that long. All right, but 3, 5, or 7 days, all right? And you'll be okay. Now, that was a cheat. I admit to that. I admit that. That was a cheat.
I got one that's more of a cheat than that.
What you got?
Now, I can't remember exactly because my mind isn't as good as it was. But I think it was Elijah or Elisha. But he had some guy, I think it was a king or something, made him go bathe 7 times in the river. Now, that's in the scripture. And if you email me, I'll look it up, but I can't quite remember right now. And, you know, my ancestors did the same thing. 7 full immersions in a river or a creek. And that uncrossed, that takes off all impurities. And they did that every morning just for just normal cleanliness. I mean, that's just what the native people in the Southeast did. And it's in the Bible. I mean, you see that with your 7 baths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to buy anything. Just find some water. And it's preferably if you're facing the sun. That's the preferred time. So you got to get up at dawn and go out. And that's a good way to cleanse and uncross.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
There's your one don't cost you nothing.
Okay, I got one that don't cost you a thing.
No, we're just going to tell them things that cost something now.
I know, because, you know, we got to get some revenue, but here's one. And if you are, you know, you've subscribed to my Facebook page, you know, facebook.com/Papa Lou, or the show page, Working with the Spirit, you know, just search, you'll find us. You'll see I put up a simple cleanse that could work as an uncrossing, you know, for a mild to moderate condition. And that's just the next time you've got a pretty good rainstorm going on, just walk outside. You know, let the water lash all over you. You know, as you're getting rained on, and I mean, it's, you know, unless you found some way to levitate upside down, it's going to start at your head and wash down, all right? And as that water's running down your feet, it's running into the ground. It's taking everything off of you, all right? Just stand there. Pray that you be cleansed. You know, appeal to whom you believe in. You know, appeal to the Creator, the saints, the Orisha, the Lua. Appeal to who you believe in to cleanse you. Now, we're talking about conjure, so of course, you know, we're speaking in the context of the Holy Bible and Holy Scripture. You know, God the Creator. But appeal, ask, petition, pray, as we say every week, and as Lazarus uses to close out every show, pray. All right? Let that rain run off of you. And then, you know, once you're good and soaked, good and proper, going in the house, same methodology as a spiritual bath. Don't towel it off. Air dry. Dress yourself in white clothes so you don't catch the pneumonia or the P pneumonia. Sometimes you got to pronounce the P. Sometimes you got to pronounce the P, man. It might be a Yankee listener. But anyway, you pronounce the P on occasion. And there. I mean, it's simple. It was free, and you didn't even have to go find a river like Lazarus was trying to do to you.
A river's good for you now.
Well, I'm not trying to get our listeners washed away. I'm just trying to have them catch the pee pneumonia in order to get clean. Sometimes you gotta suffer for what you want. I'm just kidding, y'all.
They call it work for a reason. You know,
sometimes you gotta do some stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, we told them about baths and stuff. What about uncrossing your house? Your home can be crossed. I can go up and throw me a jar of war water against the side of your house and cross that place all up. What do you do then?
You know what? You're right. And I was going to touch on that because a lot of people think of their cross condition as just being themselves. And, you know, let's back up a little bit and talk about the one we forgot. If someone does intentionally throw conjure at you, bad juju, whatever you want to call it, if someone does throw at you, all right, and you're all crossed up, do you honestly think it's just going to manifest in your life? And especially if you got a family. You know, I mean, there's some trickle down, some ricochet.
Keep the legs crossed when you are.
You know, I mean, it's going to hit everybody. around you. You know, there was this one time, it was actually not too long ago, Lazarus, you'll remember this one, because I called and griped to you about it. I did a house cleansing for this lady, and she was all crossed up. And generally, after I do a cleansing like that and a house cleansing, you know, I will do a quick uncrossing of myself or a quick cleanse, because I don't want to take that stuff with me. But this was, you know, this lasted till late at night, and I was tired, and I said, well, you know what, I'll take care of that when I get home. So I hopped in my car, started driving for about 30 minutes. I got near my place, and I said, you know what, let me stop at the gas station, because I had to get up in the morning. Went into the gas, pumped my gas, pulled across from the pump to the front of the station, went in, you know, bought me a soda or whatever, came out. And I'm backing out of the parking space. I cut my wheel to the right, and my right tire falls off. The right front side of the car hits the ground. I'm like, what in the world? You know, it ricocheted. Collateral
somebody
damage.
Somebody wasn't present on lug nut day.
Yeah. Doggone, It was imported from Detroit.
Oh, Lord.
But,
well.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, that was an instance. I didn't get sick, you know, but my car took the hit. And I've come to think of my car as, like, the barometer of, you know, my conjure health. Because whenever I'm crossed, that car breaks down.
Ain't nothing worse than car trouble. It's car trouble. And then internet and cable trouble. Those are like the two most annoying things in the world. I'd rather catch the flu.
Well, I don't know.
At least I could drive somewhere with the flu.
A toothache is in there somewhere. And as a matter of fact, you would think I would have learned from that. You'd think I'd have learned from that, because I was talking to a good friend of mine. She's up in Chicago, one of the best readers I know, Mama Rue. And I was on the phone with her. And I think same scenario, I just come from something where I should have did a cleanse and I didn't. And I'm making a left turn, and this time the damn left tire fell off. So, you know, right now my car's got a new front end on it.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. You just are laughing internally.
Yeah, it's all on the inside. But, yeah, we make light of it, but it's serious. It's serious. You know, so you got to take this stuff seriously.
Yeah, but that goes back to the last lesson. Turn it into something good. I just turned it into a joke. I might not laugh so much as it happened to me, but I'm going to laugh for you. Maybe I'll laugh enough for the both of us.
There we go. I mean, hey, man. You know, at the time, I was doggone hotter than a scalded dog. But right now,
that's a Louism.
That's a Louism. There we go. But it was, you know, it taught me to pay attention to stuff like that. You know, to take my spiritual cleansing seriously. Because, I mean, it can have repercussions outside of myself. Because a lot of times when someone's throwing at you, it's going to hit your money. It's going to hit your relationship. You know, you got somebody shooting daggers at you. Next thing you know, you and your significant other are fighting like cats and dogs, and you have no idea why. You know, I mean, it's going to hit, you know, these conditions don't just lead to someone getting sick and dying. A lot of times if someone really hates you, they just want you to be miserable. So they're going to try to take away your job. You know, stuff around you is going to break down, so you got to pay for it, and there goes your savings account. Then you're going to start fighting with your significant other and your boss, so you can't find no peace nowhere. That's when you're all crossed up. And we kind of got off track, but, you know, the purpose of all this was telling you to cleanse your environment. You know, you got to really, really do yourself and your environment. Lazarus, you got a pretty good house cleaning repertoire or regimen for
mop and vacuum. In all seriousness, mop and vacuum. Look at the scripture. It always talks in scripture, folklore, and everything. All the evil spirits go where the trash is, where the dirt and grime and impurity is. Well, if your house is filthy as hell, I knew of a lady, and she wanted some work done to get her man back. Well, I don't know how he stayed as long as he did, because that place had cockroaches the size of Rottweilers. Just everywhere. animal feces. I don't know how the lady was alive. You can get a lot of diseases off that. She probably had worms. Clean the filth up. That's you know, you got to talk about cleansing, but, you know, there's normal cleansing, too. The filth would draw the bad shit. But outside, you know, mix some stuff in your mop water. A little Van oil in your mop water. Go dig up a poke root. Take that up, boil that down, put it in your mop water, something. You can hang that up over your door. Put a little devil shoestring out there by your doorstep, something.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the bag coming in, but also pay attention to the normal stuff. It's just like you coming for money work, but you ain't got no job or way to get money without somebody dying and leaving it to you. Well, I ain't going to give you an inheritance. You know, you got to think of the normal stuff, too. But poke root's real, real good, especially if somebody's throwing at you. You can just carry it with you. You can boil it and sprinkle everywhere with it in your house. You can sprinkle you with it. And poke root, it grows everywhere. I mean, I never was too keen on eating the leaves and stuff like Mama was. I'm good for uncrossing. Don't laugh. That stuff smell horrible.
Man, I know it smells like taint.
It's awful. It stuck up the house for 8 hours. I either had to go to bed when I saw her bringing it in, or I had to leave. It just boggles.
That's bad.
I know.
It boggles the mind.
Yeah, amazes the senses. I'm surprised the buzzers don't circle when folks start cooking it.
Yeah, good old poke root.
Poke root. And it's, you better get it now, too, because it's going to be drying up and dying. And if you get a lot of crossing, figure out where your poke is growing. If you got a bad memory, write on a little piece of wood, poke, and stick it right in the ground right by there, because those roots will be there that winter. You'll know where to go dig it up if you need to. Get the root up. You can dry it out. Just lay it out on the dashboard of your car in the summer. Dry it out quick. Keep it with you.
Now, Lazarus, what about this? Now, a lot of times, if someone's sending something your way to cross you up, a lot of times people will engage a spirit to cross somebody up. Now, we're not going to get into how to cross somebody. I don't know. Maybe if we got a little bit of time at the end of the show. But, you know, you touched on, you know, this stuff likes a dirty house. Now, a lot of times, a spirit will be engaged to cross somebody up. So an easy way to disengage a spirit from your house is to kind of confound them. So after you've done your cleaning, rearrange your furniture.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why it works. And I've seen all these intellectual debates on Facebook about this, that, and the other. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I have no idea why this works. But it does. Move your furniture around, and you'd be surprised that those spirits leave, and you start feeling a little bit better. Especially if that's what's crossing you up. You know, it doesn't hurt. You better try. Rearrange your furniture. Go into your bedroom. Flip your mattress. You know, switch stuff in your house around.
Wear your socks inside out and your underwear. That's an old thing that people did for a long time. Turn it inside out. For some reason, that messes with
it. You know what? Yeah, that is an old one. That's an old one.
You know, there's a lot of little things to do. If you know who it is, you probably got a good idea what spirit they're calling. Well, figure out who that spirit answered to, or who that spirit wars with. Fight fire with fire. But all
fight
else
fire
fails.
With fire.
Yeah, all else fails. The scripture tells us, oh, Lord, even the evil spirits are subject to us in your name. If you've got Jesus, you ain't got to worry about the rest of it. Jesus will take it all out.
You know, I was talking to someone who, you know, didn't believe in doing the negative work. And I respect that totally. This is a totally awesome person. But ever so often is justified. Ever so often. you know, because, you know, I was going to touch on this a little bit later on when we go into reversals and whatnot. But don't be afraid to do like Lazarus said and fight fire with fire. Because, you know, you're busy trying to get yourself clean, and as you're doing that, they're steadily throwing at you. And they're steadily throwing at you, And, I mean, it's just like you trying to dig a hole, and you got two people standing behind you filling it back up. You'll never, you know, you'll never get nowhere.
It's all battle of wills. You just got to see who's left standing, because usually if someone's throwing at you, it ain't going to be just once. You got to keep up with it.
That's it. Now, I think this is a good time to take a break. We're going to get into, you know, different methods. We're going to, you know, keep talking about how to uncross yourself. You know, we're going to take some calls. You know, I know y'all have plenty of questions out there. So feel free to hit one, ask your question. Or if you just want to come on here and say hi and hear him say Hogwaller again, you know, hit your button and come on in. There you go. And that one didn't even cost you 99 cents.
We're going to put me on a bumper sticker that says Hog Waller. I want one now.
Man, go for it. But, all right, now, a lot of people ask, well, how can I get crossed? And I'm going to play a song that will tell you a sure method of getting yourself crossed up. Here's Coco Taylor.
Thank you.
Coco Taylor with Voodoo Woman. Now, Lazarus, that right there across you up. That right there across you up.
You know, I remember Wasima always talked about how her grandmama, whenever she was mad at somebody, she said, "Don't make me pray for you." You can cross somebody up just by praying. There's plenty of prayers in the Bible for it. You got to be careful what people are praying over you. Don't let just anybody pray over you.
Especially if you don't run into a voodoo woman.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't run into a voodoo woman. You know, there was this movie called Harlem Nights. So had the legends of comedy in it. Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Eddie Murphy. I mean, just the, you know, legends of comedy in there. And I remember Red Fox was talking about, he was telling, I believe, one of the other guys, well, don't mess with no woman from New Orleans. He said, don't mess with no Creole woman, because they know that stuff. He said, they'll bury your drawers in the yard. You can't leave the house.
You got a higher likelihood, definitely. No. We talked about that in the video. If you happen to be white, chances are, unless you have offended a Hispanic person or an African-American, chances are ain't nobody doing anything to you, especially if you're from the North. You know, I got it easy, you know, because you ain't going to have too much trouble. But you got to worry about your potentials. Where are you before you start blaming somebody crossing you up?
I'm glad you said that, because we get that a lot. People from other cultures saying, "Oh, I think I've been crossed." Not even necessarily a culture, but a location. I think I've been crossed. I think somebody's throwing roots at me, and I'm looking at Sally
Mae. Ain't nobody throwed roots in that area for 50 miles in a circumference around where they think. Ain't nobody done.
Like, I believe you just having a run of bad luck. How about that? I believe you just having a run of bad luck. But we got something for that. But, yeah, you better be careful who you deal with, because you mess around and run into a voodoo woman, or ladies running around and mess up and run into a crazy conjure man. Next thing you know, they have an
all
problem. To some extent, on some levels.
Some more than others.
You know, kind of like this guy right here.
Why so serious?
You know, you run into that fella, you might end up crossed up. All right, but look, that's enough of our shenanigans, I guess. All right, we're going to, I want to announce something. Kind of spark the questions, because we got callers in the queue, and I guess they're just soaking it all in, laughing at our foolishness. So, if anybody got a question, if anybody has a question, hit 1, all right, and ask it. And the first person to ask a question is going to get something from Papa Lou here. I'm trying to decide what exactly I want to give away, but I'll give something away. So somebody come on and ask
a question.
Might be. We might know. All right, so somebody wants to step out of line and ask us a question, want to come say hi. You know, and I'll mail you something nice. All right, how about that? So anyway, while they fight over who gets to come on first, we're going to go ahead and continue with the uncrossing regimen. Now, you know, we talked about just general cleanliness of your house. All right? Now, you can do that. We encourage you to do that. Please don't have a filthy house, because you're inviting all kinds of negativity. All right? Now, you've got your house...
Rot roach.
Or you know what used to freak me out? Or those big crickets, those big fat crickets with the skinny legs.
Oh Lord.
You know, not the fishing crickets. You know,
what
I'm
about
southern,
them
not
palmetto
the
bugs. That are really just palmetto bugs, just a fancy name for a flying cockroach that's really big.
Yeah, man, none
Lord.
Of that. So, you know, you got all your crickets and roaches and stuff out of your house. Now, what can you do to uncross yourself? I mean, you can buy a Chinese wash, you know, which is good for, you know, if you've got wood floors or a lot of linoleum or whatever. Put some of it in a spray bottle if you've got carpet and just kind of spritz everywhere. Starting, of course, from the back to the front. Now, I had an interesting question, Lazarus, the other day when I was describing, you know, how to do a house cleaning. Somebody asked me, they said, Papa Lou, you know, no one ever comes in the front door because the way my house is situated, people generally come, we use the back door a lot. Now, that one kind of threw me for a loop. I've never been asked that one.
Well, definitely, if you're going to be dressing your doorstep to keep things coming in from people, go through the door that they're coming in at. But your house is designed with a front door for a reason, and that's the door that's going to be recognized by spirits. That's the front door. Focus on that. If you got multiple doors and you ain't sure which one's which, find the one that's closest facing east. You know, you go to the east to bring things and the west to take them away.
You're right. And that's why I tell people, don't get too hung up on the front and the backyard. You want to pay more attention to the way your house is oriented.
Yeah.
Now, pay more attention to the way your house is oriented.
Every house was oriented with the front door to the east. Most old houses, that's how they were.
But nowadays, you know, we're just kind of throwing them up every which way. So you can't really look at that the way you used to be able to. So now you got people that are trying to bury stuff in their backyard to get rid of, and they're really burying it in the east, and they're bringing it on worse.
Yeah, I don't even, you know, folks, I don't like to bury things in my yard to get rid of things. The only thing you're going to see buried in my yard is to bring something or to protect my house. Like, I bury it to four corners or something. I like stuff away from me. Because I don't, what if I forgot 2 years ago I buried some doll or something, and now I'm growing my vegetable patch over it, and I just happen to be eating some turnips that's growing in graveyard dirt. Don't sound too tasty, does it? But that's just a personal preference.
Personal preference is to not eat vegetables grown in graveyard dirt. Got you.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I might have a little twang.
Bury in your yard. Things were different then when a lot of this was put together because you had to be careful what you got saw and got caught doing. Because you had houses where you could lean out one window and pee in the other of your neighbors. But your backyard usually was fenced.
They're still making them like that.
You know, some of these things you got to bring into a more modern era to be able to see, well, was this way because it had to be, or was there some common sense reason? You know, like a lot of the things about folks saying, well, I got to take every bit of my crossing back to the crossroads. Well, I'd come back from when folks washed in a tub. They didn't have a tub in the house. They had a wash tub. I still got some in the backyard, you know. Wash tubs that they turned into flower pots, you know.
You know what? Yeah, I remember those old tubs. You know, the house I grew up in, the tub had feet on it.
Man,
Freaked me out.
My whole childhood, and all of us, we turned them into hog troughs and things. And now we never realized some rich folks from California and up north would pay us good money for them old porcelain bathtubs. we were turning them into little furniture. If you were a Catholic, you planted it in the yard with, like, Jesus inside. But us, you know, we turned them into hog troughs. and now they're worth all that money.
You know, and all you can say is, well, I'll be danged.
Shot myself in the foot on that one.
Yeah, don't you hate when you shoot the pooch too early?
I know. You know, well, look at the washboards. Hell, we clean clothes with them. Now people turn them into home decor. You can see fancy ones with flowers down at Pier 1.
And you know what? And those damn things cost you $99 to $125.
I know. Lord, I knew how to make them. I could still do laundry on one if I wanted.
Welcome to the South.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Back to uncrossing. because we always end up going astray a little bit. See, that's why we need a moron here, because, you know, when you and I get to talking, yeah, we all over the place. We're all over the place. You know, we need a doggone woman on here. But anyway, back.
I got you one, Brian Cross.
Okay.
The best thing in the world, we all know that prevention is better than a cure. So how do you prevent from being crossed? Well, obviously, you know, flies go to shit. Dirt
every
seems
time
to clump together, and dust turns into dust bunnies. If you ain't got nothing wicked or evil in you or on you, that stuff's going to fall right off and ain't going to clump on you. Pray. Have a good heart. Don't be an evil person. Be a good person. Make sure to confess all your sins to the Lord and keep yourself pure and have the Lord in your heart, and ain't nobody going to be able to cross you up. Now, people think, because, you know, you've had these folks, and so have I. I've never done anything to nobody. Horseshit. You have to. Don't lie. Now you done crossed yourself by lying because you done told the Lord. Well, don't pay attention to what I say. Don't take it as the truth. Take it as a lie. So when you turn around and ask for something, well, he's lying about it, so don't worry.
I'm going to say something my granddad used to say, and that's don't insult the horse by calling that lie horseshit. Because horseshit at least has substance to it. At least has substance to it. When someone says they ain't never done something that's done nothing to nobody, that right there is hamster turd.
Hamsters.
You know,
got that wet
hamster
tail.
Because everybody's done something to somebody, all right? Now, here's one for all the sinners out there, much like myself. You know, I mean, I'm not perfect. You know, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So what's one of the easiest ways to keep yourself from getting crossed? Well, what reversal work? You know,
and
keep your protection.
Like that's a whole nother wormhole. I knew a fella that would not do reversal work because he viewed it as black magic. He said, why should I reverse it?
All right. Hey,
all
right.
Personal opinion.
Ladders, we're going to pause because we have a question right now from the gallery. Oh, and it looks like they fell off just that quick.
Hmm.
All right, 912, you had your hand up, call back. But anyway, we're going to keep on going until they call back. All right. Now, reversal work. One of the easiest ways to reflect somebody's stuff back at them. Well, with a mirror. You can send just about anything back with the mirror. Now, why do reversal work? It's one of your simplest lines of defense. You got some people hating on you. You got some people, you know, sending out daggers of jealousy and envy. Well, do reversal. One of the easiest ways that I've heard of, and once again, this did not come, this wasn't a family thing. This actually came from a friend of mine that I just mentioned, Mama Rue, and she's told me about it, and I said, hey, that's pretty good. And I actually started using it myself. And folks, there's nothing wrong with learning from somebody else. Nobody knows everything. You know, just give people credit where credit was due. Mama Rue, thank you for this one. But take you four mirrors and just put them at the four corners of your house. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, I will go a step further, and I'll say you take each mirror, anoint it with holy water, you know, cleanse it real good, pray over it, and sit it at the four corners. All right? And that's an easy way, you know, to just start reflecting some of that negativity back at you. And it keeps you from getting crossed up. All right. Before we go any further, we got this caller back on the line. All right, 912 area code. Your mic is hot. How can we help you?
Hi, Papa Lou.
Hey, how's it going, my friend? How are you?
Hey, it's going good. How is it going with you?
Hey, we are all right. We are all right. Thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Well, how you doing, Dr. Landis?
I'm doing good. Real busy, but good.
Okay. Now, everybody talks about Conda wanting, you know, to help people with conjure, but then there's nobody really wanting to really help teach you. You know, you have people talk about, well, you know, there's a lot of people in my area, especially, that that don't know, but there's really no one here to really teach you. Yeah, and the things that I learned from the internet and also from you, Papa Lou, and from you, Dr. Landers.
Well,
okay, so.
You know, you can't, this work is a vocation. And before you had trade schools, you had what was called apprenticeships to learn anything, welding, blacksmithing. Because this was someone's livelihood. If you threw it out there for everybody, well, somebody's going to go hungry just doing it. So you can't really blame folks for being a little tight-fisted with what they worked pretty hard to get, because a lot of folks had to work very hard to learn what they got. I mean, I had to do a lot of things to learn what I did. It sure wasn't given to me easy. So you're going to have to take that into consideration. And the second thing is, if you find somebody that's willing to teach you something, if they tell you, go out there and pick up all the sticks in my yard, there's a double lesson to it.
Yep.
You know, things like that are common. And just show your humility, and eventually someone's going to take you in.
Well, that's like the Karate Kid. You know, when he said wax on, wax off, you know, he kind of got an attitude, but he was actually learning also.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Exactly. You know,
I realize the principle is the same, but what I'm getting at, as far as my area here in Georgia, there's not really, if there are people that know, it's hush-hush, you know, it's like, shh, we're not going to tell anybody this. And if you ask someone about someone, then, you know, nobody wants to say, well, yeah, there's somebody up the street here that knows, or this or that. It's always quiet, you know. Don't want anybody to know.
Here's how to go about that. We talk about a vocation. A vocation is not the same thing as a job. A vocation is what God puts you here to do, which you are intended to do with your life, which will be personally designed to help with your salvation. If this isn't your vocation, maybe God doesn't want this for you. But the way to find out is, if this is what you want to learn, ask God to put somebody in your way to show you these things. And just wait. Wait on God. Pray and wait. And if you're intended to learn these things, God will put someone in your way to do it.
Okay.
Let me inject something right here, and y'all have to excuse me, it got quiet there. Everyone that's got their hand up, Blog Talk is acting up right now. I'm just now getting some messages that people are actually asking questions, and we just aren't able to see that they've got their hand up right now. So if you would go to our Facebook page, if you're able, and post your question there, or send us a message through our page that you want to come on, and I'll flip over, I'll check that, and I'll let you on, all right? So I want to say something to our caller. You know, a lot of people are hush-hush, you know, about teaching, because, I mean, you know that there are workers out there. You know, I'm in Georgia myself.
Right.
So we know that there are workers out, but a lot of times when it comes to actually teaching others, you know, for us to be doing this work, obviously we believe in it, or else, you know, it'd be a waste of our time to do it.
Right, right.
And, you know, Lazarus and I, we decided we were going to do this show. We were going to keep it lighthearted, because there are some shows that are so technical, and there are other shows that are just, you know, they try to keep the Hollywood spookyism into the Conjure. So we said we would keep it lighthearted and keep it kind of fun. But that doesn't mean that we don't take this seriously. And in taking it seriously, we understand that there's some stuff in this work that could hurt people. Being crossed up can hurt you. Just hot-footing somebody can hurt them, especially if you hot-foot them away from a good job and a stable home. So with that being said, if we're going to, you know, give somebody that type of, you know, ability or that type of knowledge, you know, we want to make sure that we're not putting it in the wrong hands, because you can hurt somebody out here with this stuff. you know, like I was talking to someone earlier about negative work. And she had read a book that had a lot of negative work in it. And, you know, thankfully a lot of those books have red herrings thrown in. But, I mean, but you understand that in the wrong hands, you know, this stuff can be dangerous. So you really want to make sure that the person that is seeking the help or seeking the knowledge or seeking to be taken on as an apprentice is really worthy of it. So you don't broadcast that type of stuff, because if they really want it, they'll come find you.
Well, Papa Lou, I mean, there's a lot of books out there. It's like I bought a book a while back called The Amazing Egg that I saw that a certain work ahead, and which, from my understanding, that the book's going to be a really good book. But, I mean, but people that can read, you know, you could pick up stuff, pick up a book, and you can learn things from reading. Not saying it's right, but reading. And it's just like, now, I've been told to do a lot of cleansing, which I'm cleansing every day now. Hell, every day.
Good.
And for me doing any work, I said, no, I'm not going to do any work right now. I'm just going to cleanse, you know, just cleanse. I want to get me in order for things, for blessings to come my way. And which, you know who I am. You know me. I know you. So I mean, what I'm getting at, I'm trying to get me in a better condition, because I do want to learn. But right now, I want to work on me, or getting me and my spirituality in a shape that, you know, things will come, blessings will come my way.
Mhm. Well, you know what? That's the best way. Because we talked about this last show, I believe. We might have talked about it on Cussing Monday. I don't know. But, you know, if you're going to build a house, you got to have a strong foundation.
That's right. That's where you start at, the foundation.
So that's what you're doing. All right, keep up your cleansing. And once you get yourself in order, I'm pretty sure you'll find somebody to teach you. Either I'll teach you a couple of tricks, maybe even Lazarus. You know, but,
right.
You know, you got to show that, you know, you're worthy of holding it before we hand it to you. All right?
Right, right. That's understandable.
All right, but you know what? I got a couple of calls. Yeah, I thank you for calling. And, hey, I'll get with you in a little bit, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, well, you know what? Now it seems like we've got Blog Talk kind of straightened out. Lab, are you ready to take another call?
Go for it. Hey, y'all.
All right. 312 area code. You're hot.
Hey there. How you guys
doing?
Hey
there. We are great.
Papa,
how are you?
Lou. I'm doing good. Thank you, Papa Lou and Dr. Corbeau. I just wanted to make a comment. First of all, I love this show.
Thank you.
I love the show. And,
Thank you so much.
I just wanted to make a comment about being crossed. I think being crossed up was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'll tell you why.
I was going to say, detail.
Had I not gone through that, I wouldn't know what was involved. I wouldn't know how to take it off, you know, and help myself later. At the time that I was being crossed up, I didn't have my protections up. I wasn't even working with my ancestral spirits. I had put all that stuff on hold because I was very, very preoccupied and stretched thin with my schedule, my family, my day-to-day. I was just, you know, overwrought. And so I put my spiritual stuff on the back burner, and I had myself totally exposed and easy target, you know?
Right, right.
You know, that's very common.
Sometimes you just preoccupied.
Yeah, well, a lot of folks, if you look in any type of this work, most folks that got into it because they got problems from it.
Mm-hmm.
People start working with spirits, got in with the spirits because the spirits made them sick. It's just the trial you go through, and it's basically you're being forced into doing it. You know, I never understood really folks wanting to do this work because it really complicates life.
It does.
I'm telling you, man.
So sometimes it's not so much your cross per se, but you're being led into something through the fire.
Yes, that's it. That's your spiritual initiation.
Right. You're right. And by the time I put it together, by the time I put two and two together and figured out what was going on, I was so overwhelmed by the situation, I couldn't help myself. By the time it was known to me, you know, somebody in my family came and told me, hey, so-and-so walked past the house and threw something in the yard. But at that point, I was so far gone that I couldn't even help myself. I was just, it was like something had just come over me, and even to think about trying to clean the mess up, I would just be like pushed away from it. Just kind of like this force just pushed me away. I felt like I had no energy. Every time I even thought about trying to burn a candle, clean.
Let me ask you a question.
Did
you whoop his ass for doing it?
No. I wasn't in a place to do it. I was
well,
not
you
in a
got
place
him
to
later.
Do it.
I'd have kind
there
of
you
I did. Well, you know what? I didn't do none of that because by the time I had the strength to really get on top of the situation and remove the situation, once I was 100% clear from it and was able to look at it objectively, I didn't even feel like doing anything. I was so grateful for the damn experience because I felt like that was a teachable moment for me. Now,
if
I go back and do it, well, you know, we have our peace, all right? I don't mess with them. They don't mess with me, and life has been good. Now, this was, 7 years ago? I haven't had no problem.
7 years.
Yeah,
well,
you know, we've been in peace. I mean, come on, these are neighbors.
What's good for the goose is good for a gander. And people
what
you let them.
Let me tell you something. It would have been a war because guess what? I deserved it. Okay? I did something really fucked up and really hurtful.
Oh, well, see, you didn't tell me that part.
Yeah, well. So,
they always leave something out.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You know, but I deserved that hit. And, you know, they got me good. And what that helped me understand is if I or someone else were to ever do that to someone else, you know, justifiably, of course, it can help me understand the process. I remember exactly how I felt when it first came on. I just felt like, ooh, you know, lethargic and dizzy, and my head was acting weird and all of that stuff. So when it came to be my turn to actually deal with one of my enemies,
mm-hmm.
That was the first thing they complained of, and that's how I got the confirmation that I knew, okay, my hit actually hit my target. You know, so having gone under that whole thing about being thrown at and crossed up, it made me a better worker of, you know, that hand, so to speak. So, yeah, I'm a proud two-handed worker. Yes, I am.
And that'll happen. That'll happen because, you know, a lot of times, you actually need to have your attention gotten. See, these spirits will be around you your whole life, or mostly it'll be an ancestor saying, "Hey, wake the hell up! You're supposed to be doing this work because we did."
Well,
it,
I was ignoring them.
And it's
I was
you.
Ignoring them. You know, I was
so
ignoring
they,
them, so they felt like hey.
They let something through to get your attention.
Thank you. That's it.
They let
that's,
something
you know,
through to get your attention.
Yeah, and I learned from it. You know, I got stronger and wiser. And, I'm not saying I recommend everybody, just take your protection down, ignore your spirit so you can just have this kind of gift. You know, I wouldn't even put that out there. I'm just saying. You know, there's a couple of lessons there. Number one, taught me not to ignore my spirits anymore, keep my protections up, and know how to clear something off of me. So the next time somebody walks past my house and someone says, hey, you know, I saw them throw something across the fence, you know, it won't even get to the point where it can take hold because now I know how to be on guard and I know how to protect myself and my home and my family. And, you know, like I said, life has been good. So thanks for having me on. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for calling. God bless you.
Yeah, and I want to win the prizes.
You know what? you know, I might have something for you. I might have something for you. Message, send a message to the page with some contact information, and we'll get to you.
Thank you. All right, you guys.
No problem.
Good night. Right, bye-bye.
Take care. All right, we have some good calls here, Doc. We actually got a question coming in from the Facebook page. All right, and the question is, and I don't say people's names, they might want to remain anonymous, but the question is, can animals alert you to a cross condition, like crows circling you or a raven looking in your front door?
Yeah.
Well, my answer to that is yes. And, I mean, emphatically, hell yeah. Animals are like the best. They're like little spiritual alarm systems because, you know, they can sense things that we've been trained to ignore. Mm-hmm. You know, so
well,
if you've got a...
crows always tell me things. That's in particular. I always pay attention to crows because they tell me things. Other folks, it's other stuff. But, I mean, look
you
at
know,
the frizzle rooster. Folks get them to dig things up.
That's it. The frizzly rooster, yeah, it was used because a lot of times people would bury that trick in your yard. So people
mm-hmm.
would keep a frizzly rooster, and it would scratch up the trick. So, yeah, animals are great, great for alerting you when something is afoot, especially cats. Now dogs also, but dogs tend to ignore a lot of stuff. I don't know why.
Depends on the dog, you know.
It does depend on the dog.
Because I got
but
a friend who's got him a dog that it tells him when spirits are there. Whenever that dog's ears perk and he starts looking in the corner, within 10 minutes, stuff starts falling off the shelves.
You know, with me, it seems to be, you know, it's just about any cat. And cats are a little odd anyway, even though I like them. You know, cats, you can sit a cat in a room and you can literally watch the cat following something. You know, his ears will prick up and he's just watching them. And that's just about all cats. Now, you know, you got some dogs, like some people, some dogs are just dumb as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of people.
Man,
all
I
right?
got a retarded cat, too, now. Don't be hating on just the double.
But I'd like to take a quote from that movie, Constantine, where he said, well, cats are half in and half out anyway. And, you know, to me, that's kind of the truth. You know, cats always, you know, even, you know, if you look at a lot of ancient Egyptian sculpture, cats have always been associated with the spiritual realm. And, you know, with me, and opium.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and beer. Bast. Isn't it Bast, the cat god?
Yeah, that cat, yeah, real associated with opium.
All right, you learn something new every day. All right, we got another call, Doc. And
all
this
right.
is from area code 404. Your line is hot. Hello, 404 area
Hello.
Code.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Hi.
Hi, it's Damaris. How are you?
Hey, Damaris. What's going on? We are great. How are you?
Good. The show's good tonight. Not like it's
Glad
not
you
good
liked
any
it.
Other night, but it's a good tonight.
I was say,
I've been on hold
though
for a while, so I huh?
You about to hurt our feelings saying it's good tonight, like the rest of them.
No,
bad.
No, but I fix it real quick.
Thank you.
I fixed it up.
All right.
And I still want a prize because I've been on hold for a long time. So I was probably the
you know
first
what?
To call.
Blog Talk has been acting up. And you know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do. And Lazarus is going to think I'm crazy.
Just saying
but,
something to everybody. To hell with it.
You know what? I was just about to say that. Right now I'm looking at 10 callers on the line. So... Mm-hmm. I'm going to write down these phone numbers. So you 10 callers, if you send a message to the Working with the Spirit Facebook group, verify your phone number, and I will send you out a prize. We'll contact you. We'll send it out to you. All right, so go to Facebook.com, like us, like our page if you haven't already, and send a private message. All right, and I will send
the
something out to you.
The address is facebook.com/workingwiththespirit.
Okay,
the
there we go.
That's address.
And don't try and have your friends write in and get them a prize too. I'm only giving away 10, and I'm writing down the phone number as we speak.
We'll know, and we'll give you a prize you wish you wouldn't have got if you try to screw with us.
Look, and I bet you someone's out there calling right now, like, quick, call in. They're giving away free stuff. But, yeah, you know, Damaris is a worker and reader here in Atlanta. We'll go ahead and call her out yet again. She's absolutely awesome. I know this for a fact. You know, she is the real deal. So, Damaris, thank you for calling. And what can you add as far as uncrossing? Because I know you have some uncrossing techniques in your repertoire.
Thank you. Now, you know
and
what?
We got
3 minutes. Okay, so first, look, I'll go straight into it then. First, what usually works is rearranging the home or even taking a route. I always tell people, like, if you take the same street to work or whatever, to reverse that, find a different route. And so you would do that for a while. So let's say you did, if someone did your bath or something like that, then to change their route to work. You know, how they do things, just sort of switch everything up.
That's a good one.
And that's one of the things that, what, sweetheart?
Oh, I said that's a good one.
That's a good
one.
Yeah,
taking a different route.
Keep them from following your home is easy.
Yep. And switching things up. A lot of times, even when people become very depressed, there's usually a chair or a couch that they sit in, and usually a scene right when you walk in the house, like it's the first one that you see. And so that, you should, of course, clear it. But then turn it backwards. You'd have to turn it backwards or cover it for a while because a lot of times you'll be drawn to that same chair. So you could sit in that chair, but that chair has energy in it from when you were depressed and the thoughts that you had and you couldn't get up and that kind of thing. And so to turn the chair around, but like your favorite chair, the chair that you always sit in.
Damn.
That's a good one.
I'm impressed. Thank you, Damaris.
You know, but you know what, this is the reason why I was on the phone. So, you know, I don't know what you guys, but, okay, so when you say take a spiritual bath or whatever, or I know, and I shouldn't do this, but I don't really call anybody out, but sometimes I might send someone a spiritual bath or they'll text me and they say, oh, I got the bath, I'm going to take it tonight, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, in an hour, I see them on Facebook. What are you doing on Facebook? And you just, and I know it's not Cussing Mondays, but what you doing on Facebook and you just got out your spiritual bath?
If they're giving you good advertisement, let them get on Facebook right after.
All right. You guys are awesome. And you know what? We may continue this a little bit later on. Me and Lazarus confer because we still got some time left, but we got a minute left on this broadcast. We may reconvene this a little bit later on. All right. But, Damaris, that was awesome. Thank you for those tips. Lazarus,
well,
we are down
you.
To 50 seconds. No problem. You got anything to close out with the folks?
Pray. And you forgot to do the Jerry Springer talk. We're going to have to do that the next time.
Hey, I'll give it to him quick. People, Papa's final words, there's nobody so messed up that you can't be helped. All right? Keep your head up, square your shoulders, and handle business. You're always the most tired before you cross the finish line, all right? So if you are tired and stressed and downtrodden and depressed, then know that you are almost there. Persevere, keep going, and you'll make it. All right, that's it. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Into the jungle.